It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I'm on the phone right now with Bob Foster, former teacher in the area, and a lot of people know him as the former principal of Simcoe Composites School. Sir, before we go too deep into the educational questions, maybe we can learn a bit about yourself. Were you born and raised in this area, or I guess what brought you to Norfolk County, if not?
I was born and raised in Simcoe, went to Elgin Ave Public School, and went to Simcoe Composite School all through high school. Then went off to a short stay at the University of Guelph and got my chemistry degree at University of Western Ontario.
I guess, when was it that you realized that you wanted to be a teacher? What was it that made you want to do that? Was there like an aha moment as a kid?
Well, I was in my third year of chemistry at Western, and I was looking around deciding, okay, what am I going to do with a chemistry degree? I couldn't see myself in a lab coat shaking up test tubes for the rest of my life. So I went to an open house at the College of Education, and it struck me pretty much right there that, hey, that's what I want to do.
And I guess what made you want to transition from being a teacher to eventually being a principal?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed my teaching. I taught physics and chemistry, and it was just great. I had great kids. I taught in all five of the Norfolk County schools. There's great kids in every one of those schools. I think it was just a natural progression. I felt like I was doing a reasonably decent job at teaching, and I saw some need for some administrative capabilities. I was taught at Simcoe Composite School by my math teacher, Zeke Gulab Singh, and ended up being his vice principal at Waterford, and he was a tremendous mentor in terms of teaching me the administrative trade. So I think it was more a natural progression.
I guess, how would you describe your teaching style and your style as a principal? How would you describe that as a style of yours?
Well, I always enjoyed knowing the kids in the community. I know a lot of principals don't like being the principal at their community school because then on their weekends they're running into kids. So I thought that was a benefit when you can see the kids at the hockey rink or the skating rink, the dance studio, the grocery store where they're working. I always thought that paid a lot of dividends of having a good word for them at those places. I think my style, I hope, was firm yet fair. I wanted to run a good school, have a school that parents could be confident that their kids were safe, got good learning programs, and yet we enjoyed ourselves. We had lots of fun with our staff, lots of fun with our students, but I think they knew that there was a certain line that you didn't want to cross, and I think that was helpful. If you did cross the line and I had to get after you, I think they appreciated that when it was over, I didn't hold any grudges. We started fresh.
How do you make that special connection with students?
Well, I think it was a lot of little things, not a lot of, directive coming down from the board and the ministry, a lot of little things, like making sure I knew every kid's name in the school. I worked hard at that, so I wanted a grade 9 kid coming in, and pretty soon the principal's calling them by their first name. So I think that's pretty special to a grade 9 kid, that, hey, people know me here. It's not such a big, awkward place. I made sure that every kid that had a birthday, I recognized them on their birthday by going around to their classrooms and congratulating them on their birthday. Just little things like that, I think, made the difference. So if it did come to a time when I had to get a little harsher with a student for some kind of behavior, it wasn't so bad for them. They knew, okay, that's his job. He's got to do that. He's still going to, tomorrow's my birthday. I know he's going to wish me happy birthday regardless of what I did today. So I think that's helpful.
Is there a moment you can think back to as a teacher, like a moment with a student or with a parent, something that just really stands out to you as something that's special that happened throughout your career?
I think probably the biggest moment was in 2003 when the gymnasium at the school burned down. And while I'm standing out there watching it burn, community people and parents are coming up to me saying, we're going to rebuild this gym, Bob, and we're going to make it bigger and better than it was to begin with. And they certainly did. They pitched in as a community, raised millions of dollars, and built a marvelous facility for the kids and for the community. So I would say out of something bad like that fire came something really stellar, which is the brand new triple gymnasium.
I was in class that day when that happened. I guess my last question, I guess for you, sir, it's a little bit different because I know that you're no longer like actively teaching or anything like that. But I guess just like seeing how these teachers and stuff like that nowadays have to pivot to this online model. I just want to know what your thoughts are on that, having to pivot to this online model.
I think when I see what's happening with the pandemic and the pressure it puts on kids and students, I've got now some grandkids that are taking the online model, and let's just say I'm glad I'm retired. It's a daunting task for teachers. I admire every one of them that puts themselves out there to try to stay safe in the pandemic and yet supply the education to the kids. It's a tremendous burden for teachers. It's a tremendous burden for staff. But I think with the pandemic, it's a sign of the times. I applaud every one of them.